travels. He was so youthful then, so callow. He is a one-man army.
Popcorn machines, you open the little door, they got the little scoop. You scoop it into a basket with one of those little, it's a little tissue-y kind of paper that you stick in the basket. You fill up the basket, you sit back and you enjoy a couple kernels of the old popcorn.
I hear you.
And enjoy we did.
It is a name that will continue. Remember this.
Popcorn, bitch.
Popcorn, bitch.
You are listening to WFOD, friend to the hip-hop community.
Travis, did you hear that millennials don't like boobs?
I was seeing that they are shutting down some of those shitty chicken wing restaurants because millennials don't like to look at boobies.
That's what they're saying, that they think that's why the Hooters are closing. They said that all restaurants are doing bad, but specifically Hooters is doing bad because millennials don't like boobs.
You think it's because Hooters has shitty food?
Hooters doesn't have very good food.
No, they're terrible. I think it was the first time, like 5 years ago, maybe, I had their wings. You know, I'd never gone in there. And I had their wings. I'm like, oh, these are pretty terrible.
Yeah, and Shell in the chat already has a good point. They can get way better for free online. That's a good point. Why would you go look at boobs at Hooters and eat substandard shitty food when there's so much boobs you can look at? This study, they're saying that people don't search breasts as often on Pornhub. Like the millennials, they don't search breasts. And I would argue, like, why would you search for breasts? Like,
right.
All the naked ladies have breasts. Get more specific.
Exactly. I need to know what I'm getting into, not just that there are breasts involved.
So maybe that's what this study should be saying, is that millennials are smarter with their search terms.
I feel like the only thing that Hooters was really good for were for men whose wives wouldn't let them go to strip clubs, but it would be okay if, like, once every few months they had wings with a buddy at Hooters.
Meet up with the fellas.
Right.
Meet up with the fellas. And I guess maybe millennials are more into butts? Is that what they're saying? Or are millennials just not into ladies at all?
I guess I don't know. I mean, they didn't really specify. They just said millennials hate boobs, Hooters closing.
They're putting these correlations together that I don't understand.
I don't get it either. I'd like to know how, you know, where did this come about? You know, Hooters just announced they're going to be closing a bunch of locations. Like, how much study was actually done into millennials' love of breasts?
Well, they said between 2012 and 2016... there's 7% less Hooters now than there was that. That doesn't seem like that much.
No, it really isn't.
It doesn't seem like enough to write an article about. It just seems like maybe people aren't going and spending a bunch of money on shitty hot wings anymore.
Right.
Or maybe there's a whole bunch more hot wing options.
There are Kmarts closing all across the country because they're a shittier version of Target and shittier version of Walmart. So people don't go to them and force them to close.
Guys, I mean, we're live. It's Tuesday night, strangelabel.com. I'm Mike. My co-host, Travis, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, is here. And also a drunkard STL. Hello, drunk. How are you?
Hello.
Drunk, do you go to the Hooters?
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, how do you feel about boobs?
I love boobs.
Yeah, man, me too, and I'm technically a millennial.
But so. Drunk, I mean, like, you go to a porno site, You don't search for breasts. Why would you do that? Seems stupid. You search for something more specific.
Like tig old bitties?
No, you say like you want a teacher who is flunking, is young student, and she's got to convince him to give her a better grade.
You put all that in the search bar?
Yes.
Jesus.
Or just teacher. And she has boobs. You don't need to search specifically for the boobs. So
what if you only want boobs?
Why would you only want boobs? They're attached to the rest of the gal. They're there. You can look at them. But then there's other things, too. It's stupid, Drunk.
Okay.
Drunk, did you see the guy in Seattle that stole the plane?
I did not.
I'm really excited about this guy. So he's like he's one of the guys that drives a little cart around and puts baggage on planes.
Okay.
Guy fucking snaps, right?
Uh-huh.
Steals a plane. Like a big ass, like passenger plane. Not like a little bitch plane.
Was there anybody in it?
Like a plane. No. It was just laying around.
He knew how to pilot the thing?
Well, the guy says, oh, it's okay. Played lots of video games. Now, I mean, like, I got in the cockpit of a plane, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Right.
This guy fucking figured it out. Which, good for him, right?
Right, because it's not like there's a steering wheel and a gas pedal.
No. And you know what I also found out is airplanes don't have keys. Which you'd think it would, but it doesn't.
They just go.
They just go. I guess they just trust that nobody's going to do what this guy did.
Just the on-off switch.
So it was an Alaska Air. It said that it fit 70 people in it. So, I mean, it wasn't like a huge plane. But
right.
It was a decent-sized fucking plane.
That's a good size plane.
Talking about a 757 here or anything. We're just talking about...
But I was listening to the audio of this guy earlier. They have like the whole thing with him talking. Those air traffic control guys, those are some cool cucumbers, man.
Yeah.
Those are some good dudes. They seem to have their shit together. You want to hear clips of this guy? This guy sounds awesome, Drunk.
I do.
And he's dead. He killed himself. Crashed the plane like out in the forest somewhere. Didn't want to hurt anybody. So that's why we can say he's cool. I mean, if he killed a bunch of people, then fuck that guy.
Right.
But all's well that ends well, right?
It landed in Washington or Oregon or...
I think he was in Seattle, so I mean, it wasn't too far.
Maybe
from
Canada, perhaps.
Where the airport.
You know,
was.
Without even listening to this audio, you know this dude probably loved to party.
Travis, listen to this fucking guy. I'm telling you, you're going to love this guy. You're going to fall in love.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Sorry, my mic came off. I threw up a little bit. you know, hold on. Shoot. Man, I'm sorry about this. I hope this doesn't ruin your day.
Just flying the plane around, you seem comfortable with that?
Oh, hell yeah. It's a blast, man. I played video games before, so I know what I'm doing a little bit.
This guy's awesome, right?
Jeez.
He sounds kind of like Drunk a little bit.
I thought he sounded like Chuck Roy.
Friend of the show.
Okay, and you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
Nah, everything's peachy. Peachy clean. Just did a little circle around Rainier. It's beautiful. I think I got some gas to go check out the Olympics.
So we looked it up before the show. The Olympics. He was referring to the Olympic Mountains.
Yeah.
See, I thought that he was going to like a heavy populated area to look at the people below.
Not the worldwide event, the Olympics.
No. The Special Olympics were in Seattle like a month and a half ago. But that's not what he was going to look at. He was going to look at some mountains.
The dude does sound like he's having a real good time. And I can't, like you said, that those flight guys, I mean, he's just talking to him like matter-of-factly, not like, why are you stealing? What are you doing?
Yeah, this guy's cool as a fucking cucumber, man.
And, yeah.
Okay, and Rich, do you know, are you able to tell what altitude you're at?
The jets.
No, I'm not taking you to any jets. I'm actually keeping you away from aircraft that are trying to land at SeaTac.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't want to screw with that. I'm glad, glad you're not, you know, screwing up everyone else's day. On account of me.
All the trouble.
Isn't this guy awesome?
It's pretty great. Like, he just wanted to fly the plane around.
He's just like, you know what? Been putting bags in these planes, I just take it up for a spin. Now, I think the guy wanted to kill himself. I mean, he said something for a while about, oh, man, you know, I bet I'd go to jail for life for this. And they're like, oh, well, let's not talk about that now. And he's like, no, no, man, I'm gonna go to jail forever for this, right? But then eventually he just like fucking nosedived into the thing. So they get a pilot on to instruct this guy on how to fly the plane. I mean, he seemed to be doing just fine by himself. He was up in the air for over an hour.
Well, yeah, and he just said he circled back to check out Rainier. So, I mean, he knows where he's going.
Yeah, and he's played some video games, you know?
And I think you might have some questions. Rich, I've got a pilot on with us. And if you got any questions, you can ask him now.
You are a very calm, collect voice.
Right now he's just flying around. And he just needs some help controlling his aircraft.
Very good. Nah, I mean, I don't need that much help. I played some video games before.
He keeps talking about those video games.
Star Fox, I believe.
Which is true because the guy got it off the ground. I mean, he's flying around for an hour. I mean,
Star Wars, perhaps, with the X-Wing fighters.
Oh, God, if you look online, there's so many people taking cell phone videos of this crazy plane flying around.
I imagine
the people on the ground have to be fucking terrified, right?
Knowing that just some rando's got a plane.
There's just some rando
around
up in the air doing flips and shit. Like, he's doing all kinds of crazy. He's doing Blue Angel stunts out there with a fucking.
Like he's a goddamn Blue Angel.
I'm on a plane.
But this guy sounds fun as shit, right? You want to hang out with this guy, don't you?
Yeah, he sounds like a good
dude.
Well,
he's dead, so we can't.
Well, you can't, but you know.
We got his social media profile or anything? He's got, you know.
Just look like a normal dude, Travis.
Yeah.
Look like he could have been our best friend.
Huh.
This is my favorite clip. You ready?
Hey, pilot guy, can this thing do a backflip, you think? In a safe kind of manner. I think I'm going to try to do a barrel roll, and if that goes good, I'll just go nose down and call it a night.
So do we got like an age profile on this guy?
Okay, he's like 30 something. He's like 29.
Just do a barrel roll and like...
Hey, pilot guy. What do you think? Maybe can I really open this baby up?
I think the pilot guy's like silent. Like he didn't. Did he utter two words to that kid?
The full thing was like 12, 13 minutes long.
Oh,
it was
really?
Pretty long. I pulled the choice clips of, you know, when he was being really fun.
Yeah, these are choice clips.
So, R.I.P. Richard Russell. So
since he lives in Seattle, he's got to be just high as a motherfucker, right? Smoking on that weed all day.
You think he was a smoker?
Oh, absolutely. 1,000%. You could hear it in his voice.
He was a hardcore smoker, and by video games, he meant he probably had the most complicated like flight simulators like for his PC ever invented. You know, so you're just sitting there smoking weed and getting super hardcore into these flight simulators.
But you know what the funny thing is I was reading all of the statements from all of these airlines and stuff talking about this thing, and they said that rather than take any security precautions or do anything different. No, I mean, really, do you have to do a whole lot of things different? I mean, it was one kookadoodle. It's not like everybody's going to start stealing airplanes tomorrow.
Right.
Although, you know, if there was ever an advertisement for it, the guy sounded like he was having a fucking blast.
Right.
He really did.
But they were saying that they need to do more mental health vetting.
For their baggage
for
guys?
For their baggage guys.
How about this? Pay them more fucking money because you know these dudes are making just barely above minimum fucking wage.
So, I mean, that's the same thing they say after like mass shootings and stuff. They just say, guys, we got to do more mental health vettings.
Hey, thoughts and prayers.
That's the thing we always say now. It's crazy. Anything that happens, you say, guys, got to do more about mental health. But then what do they do? Do they do anything?
No. No, they don't.
But yeah, I mean, if he killed a bunch of people, then he would not be cool.
Right, and there'd be a lot more security issues going on.
Yeah, kill it me like a mass killing by plane.
Right.
But this is just some dude that wanted to take himself out and did it in a fun way.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't want to ruin anybody's day. He said it.
He said, oh, man, sorry if I ruined your day.
Yeah, that was one of the alarm bells to alert me that he was high as a motherfucker, for sure. He was probably smoking dhoti in the plane while flying.
Probably. But, you know, all's well that ends well, right?
Yeah, I guess. Right. I mean, all we're down is one Alaskan Air.
Right. Except for Alaskan Air having to pay however many million dollars for that airplane. But
yeah. They got insurance.
Guys, we do have America's favorite new game show coming up in a little bit. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yes.
And a lot going on. I went to Kansas City, Missouri this week. Or drunk.
Did you get some barbecue?
I did not. I took a choo-choo train.
Okay.
And I went and saw the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
And they were great.
Yeah, they still got it.
They still got it, drunk.
That's good.
It was excellent. They played for over 3 hours.
Does Billy Corgan still have the shaved head?
He does. See, he did a fire it before it quit.
Yeah.
Is what he did.
Because, like, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, he had a good frock going on for that.
Yeah, and he had some hair.
Next thing you know, just next album, just gone.
It was gone midway through that album. Like, you know, I think the Bullet Butterfly Wings video, he had hair, and then after that, it was just, nope, done.
Well, you almost kind of, like, have to feel like those people are blessed, you know? Like, they know they're losing their hair early, so they shave their head, and you don't know them any other way than a shaved head.
Just
like,
be it's shaved head guy.
Yeah, it's worse for, like, a guy, you know, who starts in his 30s and 40s, and then he starts losing his hair, and then you get, like, the Friar Tuck, reverse Friar Tuck
right,
thing going on.
Right, trying to do
a
couple different comb-overs.
Right, and you try to
figure
it out.
I had a math teacher, he was, in his mid-50s, and he had just these three pieces of hair that were just holding on for dear life.
Yeah, it's a bad look. Like,
but that's the thing, and they try for years to figure it out, like, how do I make it look like I still have hair? And then they're like, well, fuck it. And then they shave their head, and then it's like, it's shocking because they've always had some sort of hair. But these guys are lucky as shit to lose it so early, I think.
It's the way to go. Just, mm-hmm. You see it start to thin out a bit, just be a bald-headed guy.
Yeah, you're never attached to it then. You know, you got rid of it early, and you've always been a bald guy.
You didn't have to watch it slowly fade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thin, more and more every week, every time you put any kind of product in your hair.
And it makes you look cool, you know? It makes you look right. like you could fuck somebody up.
I had two uncles that did that, just mid-20s, just gone.
And you were like, oh, man, this guy's cool. This guy rides a motorcycle, I bet.
I used to play with my look a lot in my 20s where I'd like do different things with my facial hair. I even did it like in high school. I like grew my hair out and then I had like buzzed it all off. And I'd never done, I think it was like in my mid-20s. It was probably about 25 and I had never like bicked my head. I'd never completely clean shaved my head. And I just wanted to know what it'd be like. So I, you know, took out the old shears and cut her down and bic razored that sucker. I had a goatee. And looked in the mirror, and I didn't know who the fuck I was looking at for a while. I kept it going for a couple of months, and then I was like, nah, this has got to go.
And it never grew back the same, did it?
No, that might be why I'm losing it.
What was fascinating about the concert, you know, like I said with the Dolly Parton thing, is like I have a hard time just enjoying a show because I get wrapped up in the mechanics of the whole thing. The thing that I was really interested in at the Smashing Pumpkins concert is, I mean, it was a weeknight and they played for over 3 hours, and so near the end of their set, when they start, you know, playing a lot of their radio hits,
that was gonna be my next question. So they try to push some new shit on you, or was it
no, it was all stuff from the earlier albums. They came back for an encore and played their new song. Okay. But it was 3 hours of their first 5 albums.
Okay.
It was great, Jordan.
So was it at the Sprint Center or like an
outdoor venue?
It was
at the Sprint Center, okay. Yeah. But as they played their last couple of radio hits, like the casual fans heard the song they came to see.
Right, and then bounced.
And bounced. And so like, you know, like the three of the last songs they played Cherub Rock, then they played Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Right.
And then they played Muzzle. And like between those three songs, I mean, like most of the place cleared out.
That's fun.
It was crazy how many people left, like when they were still on stage playing.
Well, it's because you have like 1,000 people thinking they're going to beat the traffic of the concert, which right. they created the traffic earlier than the show got
right.
done.
Like we left and there was nobody bothering us.
Were you in the seats or were you in the pit?
We were at the very edge of the seats. I got tickets directly behind the sound booth.
Okay.
Because I figured you get seats close to the sound booth and you're going to get an optimal performance there.
Sure.
Because you're going to be able to see what you need to see and you'll probably have pretty good sound. So that's where I aim. Whether it's in front of or behind depends, but that's where I shoot for is right by the sound booth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So that's a big venue that they were playing in?
Yeah, it was like a hockey rink.
What do they soak you for? Where do they silk you for tickets to that?
I got tickets on.
I'm gonna guess $48.
SeatGeek for $40 a piece. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Usually, a band that can like pull down a good size venue like that is gonna soak you for a good chunk of change. Yeah. I don't know if I told you I was looking when Justin Timberlake announced that he was going to do a couple of dates in Wisconsin. I think he was gonna be in Milwaukee. I went on after like they have like a VIP thing where if you're part of his Tennessee Kids fan club or some shit, you get like first dibs at the seats.
Is that what Timberlake fans are called? Tennessee Kids?
I think his band is called the Tennessee Kids. So it's like the Tennessee Kids Justin Timberlake fan club or some shit. I don't know.
I hate that.
But I looked for tickets then. I was like, oh, September, I'll go to a Timberlake concert. I'll probably be one of the oldest people there. That's fine. But I looked for tickets, and I couldn't find a cheaper ticket than like $300.
That's how Billy Joel was here. Billy Joel, you couldn't find something under $250.
That sucks.
Yeah, I tend to keep an eye out on SeatGeek, and I kind of watch prices fluctuate and pick the best time. Like, I got...
That's like the stock market.
Kind of, yeah. I got seats. I'm taking my wife to go see Taylor Swift.
My wife.
Next month. And
is that one in St. Louis? You got to travel for that one, too?
No, it was in St. Louis. And I watched prices fluctuate, and I got floor tickets for Taylor Swift for $90.
Nice. That's pretty good.
That's a good pull.
Yeah, yeah. I kept an eye on it, Travis. Sometimes it went down. Sometimes it went up. We're on the fucking floor for $90. They're way up now.
That's the way to do it is to like figure out, just say, hey, we're going, and then keep an eye out for tickets. That way, even if, you know, it takes to the last second where a couple of bozos are trying to get the, oh shit, I can't, my grandma
fucking
died.
Bozos.
I gotta get to my grandma's funeral, but what the fuck am I gonna do with these Timberlake tickets? They're for this weekend, and they just like unload them.
So anybody good at open up for the Smashing Pumpkins?
The band Metric. Open for the Smashing Pumpkins. Not a band that I know a whole lot about.
But you went in there, you learned about them, and you thought they were... Out of 5 stars, what would you give Metric?
This is the only Metric song that I know. You ever heard this song before, Kurt? Yeah, it's fine. They were fine.
That's what I thought. I thought when you said Metric, I'm like, I think they kind of sound like Lacuna Coil a little bit.
So 2.5 stars, 3 stars?
No. I mean, out of 5, they were probably 3.2.
Okay.
They were fine. The funny thing about Metric is after every single song and Metric set list, they said, thanks, we're Metric. And I guess it makes sense because, like, you know, people filed in throughout their set because, you know, they don't care about the opener. They're there.
Right. See this Smashing Pumpkins.
The Pumpkins are going to play for 3.5 hours. We'll just show up around 8. It'll be fine.
I want to hear tonight, and I'm out of here.
Right. but no, they were good. They were fine. So, it was a good time. Then I came home and, you know, and I've just been on a major...
Once they played 1979, I'm out.
Been on a major Smashing Pumpkins kick lately. It's all I listen to now. I'm just... I'm in the throes of post-Pumpkins bliss.
Isn't it funny how a concert will make you do that? Like, relive all of the music that you saw or try to get that feeling? Like, after I saw Tool... that Northern Invasion festival. Like, I listened to Tool nonstop for like a week and a half.
Does it hurt that he might be a sexual assaulter?
No, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, whatever. I still listen to Nelly, and he apparently raped somebody on a bus.
And he was arrested for drugs.
Nelly?
That's not good. He's doing drugs. They're against the law.
That's true.
I think it was bad drugs, too. It wasn't like heroin? Fun stuff.
Like the heroin, chasing the dragon.
Yeah, something like that. While we're on the topic of music, Travis, I do have some Hinder news.
Oh, Hinder.
Do you remember post-grunge band Hinder?
Yeah, the Lips
name
of an Angel.
Familiar.
Yeah, that's funny you say that, Travis. The founder and frontman of Hinder, he left the band in 2013. The guy's name is Austin Winkler. And
in relation to the Fonz?
I don't think so, no. He was their primary songwriter. They're still around, apparently, but you know they have not matched the success of their earlier works.
With
that
a
they,
new lead singer?
Yeah, that they
that
had
never worked,
with
though,
Austin Winkler. Well, anyway, Austin Winkler was recently divorced. And the terms of the divorce included that the 81 songs that he wrote with the band Hinder, would all of their future publishing would be split directly down the middle, with the exception of...
That bitch didn't have anything to do with that.
See, that's kind of what I was thinking. Drunk, it's a shady deal, right?
Nah, that's how all that shit works.
Is that how it always works? Like, Paul McCartney's been divorced like 8 times.
It's essentially alimony.
Yeah, but Paul McCartney never owned any of his songs until Michael Jackson got hard up for money and had to sell them.
But I mean, like, does that one-legged gal get like half of the half that he had from the divorce before? And like every time he gets divorced, does he lose a little bit of Let It Be? A little
bit more.
Every time?
I think so. I mean, especially if the court order, if the court order was for the lifetime, yeah, he's screwed. You can't, I mean, you could probably go back and say, hey, now, I've been doing this for how many years? Do I really need to still be paying this broad to live a pretty luxurious life? I've been paying her alimony longer than we were married.
Yeah, I thought that it was interesting because in the settlement, they figured it out that that she would get future publishing on half of all of the Hinder songs that he wrote, with the exception of the Golden Goose struck. Lips of an Angel. He keeps the full rights to that, which this is the only one you'd want, isn't it?
Are you drunk right now? You can have the rest of them.
You can have all 81 of the other Hinder songs.
I want half of this one.
Yeah, just the one. You keep all of them. I want half of this.
Yeah, I want half of Lips of an Angel, and you can have all the rest of them. You can sell them to a movie. You can put them in a commercial. You can do whatever you want. I just want Lips of an Angel. That's all I want. Now, does divorces work the same way with bands as it does with like marriages? Like, does he still get some of the publishing for future Hinder albums? Or once he leaves Hinder, is he out?
I think he's just out.
I mean, he's the founding member.
I feel like it like depends on how, I mean, if the band kicked him out or if he's like, fuck you guys, and they decide to still be Hinder.
Well,
you know?
No, he went into rehab and then decided he wanted to pursue a solo career. It must be going great.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, I hear a lot about him. He'll be a country star soon.
No, oh, you can believe that.
Yeah, the country will take anybody.
They all do that.
Yeah.
Once Hootie transitioned,
everybody was
he just
like,
hey, opened
look
the
at,
door right. for yep. Jewel and
Aaron
Jessica
Lewis,
Simpson and
Aaron
Lewis,
now, yeah.
they all just went through the door. It was like, you know, that scene in The Meg, drunk. I went and saw The Meg.
I did too.
Once they came back up through the frozen layer.
Right, yeah.
The shark was able to come through too. That was just like Aaron Lewis. Aaron Lewis was The Meg. You know what I'm saying?
Once Hootie broke the door, fucking Aaron Lewis just slipped on through the portal.
That's how it happens. So, I guess we're going to go to break, guys. Hold on.
I will want someone to be sad, and I want to know that I'm responsible!
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fuck off, this is Strangelabel.com.
Fuck off, this is Strangelabel.com, who?
We're all going to the summer pool party. No more swimming for a week or two. Loud beers and funny girls at our summer pool party. No more easy songs for me or you for a week or two. Summertime and the living is loud. Beers are drinking and the girls are high. Oh, your cousin's wet and your nana is hot. So hush my sticky bay, don't you cry. Oh, the summer of 1999. I can't wait to do some drinking with you. You can't wait to do some drinking with me. This just can't be summer love, you'll see. This just can't be summer love. 'Cause you were mine for the summer. Now we know it's nearly over. Feels like July sunshine, but I always remember. You were my summer love. You always will be my summer love. I wish they all could be. I wish they all could be. I wish they all could be beers of Midwest. Summertime and the living is loud. Beers are drinking and the girls are high. Oh, your cousin's wet and your nana is hot. So hush, sticky bay, don't you cry.
An evil spirit has begun to torment him.
I am receiving something. I'm receiving something from the other side of the sewer grate.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
He calls me up and I said, Donald, you can't use Dream On. That's for causes, not campaigns. And he did anyway.
All right, let's do this. I got minds to twist and values to warp.
Mr. Tyler, your Skittles portrait.
That is E to the Z, ooh, tweedly disgusting.
You haven't heard me sing diddly ding yet. Dream On.
Higher.
Dream On.
I think a little higher.
Dream.
The rainbow, taste the rainbow.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines of my face getting clearer. The past is gone. Let my life dust to dawn. Isn't that the way? Everybody got a doozy life to pay. Well, I know nobody knows where it comes and where it goes. I know it's everybody's sin. You got to lose to know how to move.
Oh boy.
You know, I gotta say that.
Half my life's in books written pages. Live and learn from fools.
Wait, what was that, Travis?
I said, I gotta say that summer pool party song is really starting to grow on me.
That was one of your AI things, wasn't it?
Yeah, the robot helped me write that song.
It was like a Mad Libs.
Hey, if we ever get divorced, I get half the rights to that song.
You get half of Summer Pool Party? Oh, Travis, you wrote Summer Pool Party. Hey, it belongs to you. I'm just the performer. I don't get anything.
Is it bad that I like the Eminem version of that song better?
The Sing for the Moment?
Yep.
Yeah, I love when Eminem just takes classic rock songs and raps over them. It's fun every time.
Yep. And then his chorus is pretty much the song.
Right. Yeah, it's great.
Kind of like the Crazy on You.
It's not lazy at all.
No. Toy Soldiers and, yeah.
He did The Stroke, didn't he? Billy Squire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We do have America's favorite new game show coming up in a few minutes. I wanted to talk briefly. Did you guys happen to see my my Twitter thing this week?
What's your Twitter thing?
Did you at me?
No.
Then I missed it.
You don't scope out my tweets?
No, I don't even use Twitter on the potty anymore.
So the fella that calls the baseball Cardinals, I've said on the show several times that...
Mike Shannon?
No, as a...
Is that the guy your dad hates?
Dan McLaughlin. Oh, my dad hates Dan McLaughlin.
He's okay.
And so I thought for my dad's birthday, I would just tweet to... See, my dad, he tweets to Dan McLaughlin, but he doesn't include the @. And so Dan McLaughlin doesn't find it because he didn't send it to him. But he thinks he does, and I'm not going to correct him.
You should.
So that's probably extra pisses him off that the guy never responds to him.
Yeah, that was his big takeaway from this whole thing is that he was pissed off that Dan McLaughlin never responds to him. But for my dad's birthday, I sent him a Dan McLaughlin a tweet that just said, "Hey, it's my dad's 70th birthday, and he hates you." So I thought, like, for his birthday, I would just tell you, you sucked. No hard feelings. And Dan McLaughlin responded and said, hey, I don't care what your dad thinks. No hard feelings. And Cardinals Nation drunk, they came down on me with hellfire.
Oh, yeah?
They told me that I'm everything that's wrong with social media. And they have a point. I didn't feel good about it, but it was my dad's birthday. And you know,
he just wanted to make sure one actually got to him.
And so, you know, all these people, they were saying is that I was what's wrong with the internet. But I would argue that they are what's wrong with the internet, drunk.
Yeah.
Because Dan McLaughlin's reply was kind of mean.
No hard feelings, yeah.
It was mean. I mean, it was a response to my mean tweet, but it was mean. And Dan McLaughlin's tweet got 482 likes, drunk. And you know what? All of the positive tweets that Dan McLaughlin had sent out that day, maybe one or two like, if that. Yep. Most of them were ignored completely.
Yeah. As soon as he told somebody to fuck off, though, everybody loves it.
The internet loves it, Travis.
Loves it.
Negativity is the fuel that runs the internet.
And that's the thing, especially with like sports fan bases. If you ever go on like the Facebook page of your favorite sports teams and see any time they like share anything about the team, there's like 7,000 comments about how they're ruining the team by whatever it is that they just did. Or shit, that's completely off topic from what the actual post was saying, how terrible they're running the team.
So see, all I did really, Travis, is I shined a light. I am the mirror of the internet. I didn't know I was doing it at the time. I didn't even think the guy would respond. I just, you know, thought it would be funny to show my dad, hey, I told this guy that you sucked for him.
He didn't even say happy birthday to your dad?
No, he didn't say happy birthday to my dad.
I mean, I probably wouldn't wish your dad happy birthday either if you sent me that tweet.
Right. So. I don't know if the guy sucks or not. I'm sure he's just the same as every other
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy. He has a couple hours to fill. He wants to earn his money, so maybe...
And I feel like that's a St. Louis thing, hating the person to do it on TV.
Maybe he's a little chatty.
Because everybody in St. Louis loves the guys on the radio.
Right.
And they'll never stop liking the guys on the radio.
Right.
But the guy on TV, he sucks.
He sucks.
Because even when Ricky Horton was doing it on the TV...
Oh, my dad hates Ricky Horton.
Ricky Horton. That's Ricky Horton.
He hates Ricky Horton. He hates Dan McLaughlin. He hates Al Hrabowski. He hates Jim Edmonds. He hates anyone who is talking.
So why does he
watch
baseball?
Who does he want calling the games?
I don't think he wants anybody calling the games.
Probably just Mike Shannon and fucking John Rooney because they're on the radio.
I don't know what his deal is, but it changes. You know, he says, you know, I thought Ricky Horton sucked, but Jim Edmonds sucks way more.
So then he has a newfound appreciation for the previous guy.
No, well, no, he still thinks that guy sucks.
Oh, that Brad Thompson. Oh, he sucks. Pat Parris. Thank God he's gone.
Right.
I could just see your dad.
Are you excited about America's new favorite game show, Drunk?
Sure. I lost the last in America's new favorite game show, so I mean, I was on a good run of smoking Travis at these games.
So this is going to be a fun one to where it's beneficial to be in the chat, because I took some forward thinking and I uploaded all of the photographs so that I can send out the photograph into the chat room while the show is happening.
Okay.
So the game that we are playing tonight, I went to the dentist the other day, and when I went to the dentist, in all of the rooms, tethered to their dentist chairs were television sets that you could watch television while they messed with your teeth.
Okay.
And all of them were showing The Price is Right.
Quality show.
And I usually get like home design shows at the dentist.
Really? I had never seen the televisions in the dentist thing. And so I thought that what we could play tonight is eBay Price is Right.
Okay.
So the way that eBay Price is Right will work is I have printed out 5 eBay listings. And you guys have to try to guess the starting price or buy it now price of the eBay item. Whoever's the closest without going over wins.
Can I ask you a question first before we start this?
What's that?
Do you got the sounder for Price is Right if you got it wrong?
Yeah. But see, what'll happen is you guys will win.
That's my favorite.
But if you guys both go over, I guess I gotta buzz you out.
Da-da-da-da. That's the best.
So this is pretty exciting. eBay Price is Right.
I'm really excited about this. Do know that I spend a lot of time on eBay before buying
Travis
and Price.
Yeah. I'd say that too. Drunk is probably... I don't know how long this fucking song goes on.
Oh, forever. It's pretty infinite.
I guess it's over. So I have 5 items. I'm going to read you guys the title and description. And you have to tell me what the buy it now or starting bid is for eBay Price is Right. I would say that Drunk is an underdog on this just because...
I would agree.
Travis spends a lot of time on eBay.
Are these all domestic listings?
What do you mean?
They're not
eBay,
from Europe.
U.S.? You're not like diving into eBay.UK or Canada or anything?
Oh,
this is all U.S. eBay.
USA. Yeah, they're all local.
Perfect.
All right. I didn't know that in the chat they're all typing in cuss words because the chat censors you.
So hey, I remember a chat like that.
Yeah, so if you type a chat fuck word into the chat room, then it's just like highlighted in black and it's all a series of like exclamation points and hashtag symbols. All right, so this is round one of eBay Price is Right. One-of-a-kind Pikachu Pokemon-shaped Cheeto. Rare. And the title is Rare Pikachu Pokemon Cheeto. So I guess you guys will take turns going first so that we don't get a situation where everybody just goes a dollar over.
Can I get a picture of said...
You get a picture of the Cheeto after.
After?
Yeah, you can't see it before.
It's just a Cheeto that looks like Pikachu?
It's a Cheeto that kind of looks like Pikachu, yeah. I wouldn't even say it really looks like Pikachu. I'd say that's a stretch.
Okay, who goes first this time?
Let's say round one, Travis goes first.
Okay. Man, these ones are weird. I'm going to say $49.96.
Ooh. Man, that's high.
Seems high for a Cheeto, doesn't it?
Seems very high, but...
I'll go with $24.99.
So Drunk went lower, Travis.
Okay.
Actual retail price of the one-of-a-kind Pikachu Pokemon-shaped Cheeto, rare, $299.
Oh, my God.
You see, because that's how shit like that goes. It's either a ridiculous price but reasonable, or it's like somebody puts slaps a ridiculous sum on that shit.
Nobody bid and or paid for this, though, right?
No, I don't think so. It'll probably never sell. Hold on. Travis was the winner, Drunk.
You can look on Twitter and see people buy this shit. That's all there is to it, Dustin. That's
all there is to it. Good job, Travis. Like
thank you.
Are you excited for round two, guys?
I'm excited.
The Pikachu-shaped Cheeto was $299.
Did they charge for shipping on that?
No, free shipping, believe it or not.
Nice.
In the chat, Anchor says he's going to snipe it. Snipe the Cheeto. Now, this one has a pretty long description, but I think that it really gives you an idea of what frame of mind this person is in. This is more rarer than any other Princess Diana Beanie Baby period. Rarer than Peanut the Royal Blue Elephant, #1 Bear, Billionaire, #2 Bear, Chef Robichon, Nana the Employee Bear. The list goes on. There is an unknown amount of this version of the Princess Diana Beanie Baby, but it was only made for one day and was handmade. So you tell me how many were produced. That's good. You tell me how many were produced. Most collectors have never even laid eyes on this version of the Princess Diana. So this is a unique opportunity to own such a rare piece of Beanie Baby collection. This is 2 Princess Diana Beanie Babies authenticated, super rare, the ghost version.
2 of them?
Yeah, you get 2 of them. So if you're really
well, they're not that rare, then.
Stressing the rareness of it, the best way to do that is to sell 2 of them.
I see people do that with comic books all the time, too, where they're like, oh, this is so rare. You've probably only seen it once in your lifetime, and it's like you get 2 copies.
So worth mentioning, Travis, this sale does benefit a charity.
Okay. Is Beanie Babies a thing again, by the way? Do you know?
No. They've been replaced by Vinyl Pops.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, Drunk, you go first on this one.
I'm going to go with $14.99.99.
Oh, it's Drunk.
Drunk.
Buddy. Did you hear how rare it was?
Did you hear how rare it was, Drunk?
So, $1,499.
They only made them for one day, Drunk. They made them for one day, this Beanie Baby.
You tell me how many there are.
Yeah, you tell her. She has 2 of them. I'm assuming it's a she. I guess I don't really know. Actually, the username is the Beanie Weenie Man. So I guess it might be a man, right?
Like a dude that's really, he was raised by just his mom or like his grandma.
So what was your Drunk? Babies. It was 29 something?
$1,499.
$1,499. Travis?
$499.98.
So you went low too, huh?
Yep.
Actual retail price for 2 Princess Diana Beanie Babies authenticated, super rare, the ghost version. Drunk, you win this one.
Oh, what?
Actual retail price. $652,000.
What? Oh my goodness.
That's right.
Benefits charity.
$652,000.
2% of all proceeds go to the Red Cross.
Click on that fucking. Let me see this. That's the same one that.
It's a blue stuffed bear.
Right, but that is the standard Princess Diana bear that everybody has, that everybody thinks is worth a lot of money, which is really worth like $25.
Drunk, do you have extensive Beanie Baby knowledge?
I have a little bit of Beanie Baby knowledge.
How do you know about the Princess Diana a Beanie Baby?
Because everybody thought it was going to be worth a lot of money when it came out, because, you know, it was
a collector's item.
Right.
Was the original rare, too? But this is the ghost version.
Yeah, initially, out of the gate, the Princess Diana bear, I remember being like the hot ticket, and people were getting a lot of money for them out of the gate because they thought the investment was worth it.
Yeah, in the chat, Anchor had $10,000, so Anchor was only $642,000 off, but he would have won. Yeah.
It amazes. I love it. I love to see these Beanie Baby things because you go to rummage sale now and they're like in a giant two, three giant tubs and they're like a quarter a pop. People were like trading these things like they were stocks or like they're going to retire on them.
Shattered dreams.
A lot of shattered Beanie dreams Baby. At the Goodwill.
So round three, guys. I'm pretty excited about it. Ultra rare Lady Tramp 2 VHS cassette in very good condition. This is a demo tape, full length screener for video retailers only. It is
those.
The sequel to Lady and the Tramp, titled Scamp's Adventure. Travis, it is in like the Disney case, you know, the big plastic ones.
But it says not for resale on it.
It says, yeah, demo tape, not for resale.
So I used to love that. I knew people who worked at grocery stores that rented movies, and they would always get copies of the movies like 3-4 months ahead of when they actually were going to be able to rent them. They would get to watch them.
Somebody said in the chat someone should make her an offer for $10. Both of the previous listings, the Cheeto that was shaped like Pikachu and the Beanie Baby, the two Beanie Babies, both had a make offer option. So, yeah, if you wanted to try that, I honestly, those two items, I wouldn't pay the $10 for them. So
definitely not the Cheeto.
So this VHS cassette, you know, in the picture, the case looks pretty banged up, Travis. But we're going to go ahead and see how much do you think Lady and the Tramp 2 Scamp's Adventure, what the asking price for this is. Who goes first on this one?
This is mine. I wish it wasn't. You know, Disney people are fucking weird.
This guy has 382 positive feedbacks. So, I mean, he's no lightweight.
God.
In the chat, Michelle went with $100.
No. I'm going to go $1,998.98.
$1,998.
Yep.
So drunk?
That sounds high, so I guess I'll go with the Price is Right classic of $1.
You're going to go $1 on this one, huh? Drunk. Sorry to tell you, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Travis has got it. Actual retail price for Ultra Rare Lady and the Tramp 2 VHS cassette in the clamshell, $75,000.
These fucking people are nuts.
So I guess I'm noticing a trend here, Trav. We are
they're going up.
Way undershooting the mark.
We were good on that first one, I think, and then now we're way off.
$75,000 for a VHS tape, Travis.
Oh my god.
But it is Lady and the Tramp 2, which is a classic among Disney collectors, I imagine.
No, people love Scamp's Adventure.
Oh, look how beat up that case is.
I know, the case looks like shit. It looks awful.
Yeah, but you can slide that paper thing right out of there, put it in a new case if you wanted to.
Did you ever see Lady and the Tramp 2, Travis?
I believe I did. It's very forgettable. Just like I think there's like two direct to video Little Mermaids and like I think two or three direct to video Aladdins.
Yes, there was an Aladdin 3, yes.
Now, this eBay user has 616,000 positive feedback, Travis. So this is a quality seller here.
That's a big one.
FC2 female condom is the only FDA-approved female condom on the market. The FC2 is a thin, soft sheath made from synthetic rubber, which is worn inside the vagina. It is hormone-free, latex-free protection, made of nitrile, which is 3 times stronger than latex, and has no latex smell. It is a box of 12, 7 boxes of 12. Yeah. Female condoms, the FC2.
I'm going to go with $12,700.
$12,700. $700. Wow, that's high. Travis, $12,000 for some condoms. 12 condoms per box, 7 boxes. Travis.
Does Price is Right have like a 5-second buzz you out?
I could play the theme song again, or we could rock out to some Hinder till he comes.
Yeah, Hinder. Give me
you need
the
some Hinder?
Yep.
Travis, are you calling?
How long we had that that story queued up there?
What?
The Hinder story.
It's new.
Is it today thing?
I don't carry things over that long. If we don't get to it in a week or two, it's usually gone.
We didn't do a show last week, and you could have seen it on like Thursday or Friday or something. And you got on your notebook.
Travis, we can't hear you, Travis. We need your bid, Travis.
I totally could have carried you. Are
the condoms reusable?
Oh, there we go.
Hold on, let me turn off Hinder, Travis. We were rocking out. What was your question?
Are the condoms reusable?
No, I don't believe so. I think they're there one and done.
One and done. And you said there's 7 boxes?
7 boxes of 12.
So 70 is like a, just figure, okay, I'm just going to say 100 per 10 grand.
10 grand. And Drunk said 12 grand?
$12,700.
Yeah, we're
going to
get right between the two.
Wow. Guys, I on one hand, I feel bad that you guys both went way over. But the good news is we get to hear the horn. $1,109.14.
He's tricking us here, Travis.
Yeah, he did this on purpose just to fuck with us.
For the female condoms, guys. So, I mean, it's still a little high for condoms, but...
Hey, yeah. These are high quality. They don't have that rubber smell.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. They're 3 times stronger than latex for somebody who really takes their shit seriously, right?
Right. Hormone free.
So here we are, guys. The final item up for bid in the eBay Price is Right, a Ron Jeremy wrecking ball signed autographed 8x10 photo adult film star with proof. Now, this 8x10, Ron Jeremy is doing a parody of Miley Cyrus's wrecking ball video.
I think it's I remember this.
Ron Jeremy on a wrecking ball, and it is signed.
Free shipping?
Free shipping, yes, Travis. So,
$25.
They'll send you a proof pic to your email if you want it.
So you get the actual hard copy and something sent to your email?
Yeah.
$25.
Travis said $25, Drunk.
I'll take the over, so I'll go $35.
Drunk says $35. Actual retail price. Drunk, can you do a drum roll? $49.95, Drunk. Drunk, you win.
No, we tied. It was 2-2.
In the chat, we have a $2,500, $50.
No, I knew it was way less than anything else on this list because I've seen pictures like that on there, and I wanted to say $50, but I figured Drunk would say something lower.
If you would have said $50, you would have been over.
Well, you know what I meant. I never do, like, since we were going high, I just said 10 grand, but I always do the $49.98 or $49.95 or whatever.
So, guys, that was eBay Price is Right. I think Drunk.
Good game.
Did you take that one, Drunk?
No, we tied 2-2.
Oh, you tied 2-2. Yeah, because you had that one.
We both went over on
that. You guys dumped out on.
Okay, let's do rock paper scissors for the win, Drunk. Ready?
One, ready? Two,
rock, paper,
three.
Scissors, shoot. What do you got, Mike? Tell me what he got.
Well, no, you tell us what you got, and I'll tell you if.
Okay, rock paper scissors shoot.
Okay.
Rock.
Wow. Drunk had scissors, so you win, Travis.
All right.
Good job.
I love this game.
Drunk, Drunk, would you say you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
I had
about?
Something queued up earlier. God damn it.
But let Drunk think about it for a second. I just want to give a big shout out to today's PETA victory over the Barnum's Nabisco animal crackers. They let those they took those animals. You know how they used to be in those train cars behind bars? Well, after pressure from PETA, Nabisco decided they were going to break them out.
What?
Yep, they're no longer going to be in those circus cars. The animals will now just be coming at you.
They're going to be free range?
They're free range, jungle animals. Barnum's Animal Crackers by Nabisco. The zebra, the elephant, the lion, the giraffe, and the ape are all walking in harmony towards the user of the animal
Travis,
crackers.
Travis, did you read this headline on The Onion?
Nope, this is on the Associated Press.
Travis, no, this isn't
terrible.
Real.
The AP headline is, Animal Crackers Break Out of Their Cages, and the tweet is, Nabisco's Animal Crackers to Break Out of Their Cages in New Box Design After Pressure from PETA.
What does pressure mean? Like they had a letter-writing campaign?
It's like the 1 million moms. They probably were constantly, bothering them with this bullshit.
Tell me they made poster board signs and stood outside
like,
of Nabisco.
Isn't Pamela Anderson big in the PETA?
She is like Olivia Munn is like huge PETA person.
They're one of those people that get naked and be like, I don't wear fur. Like, well, just wear like a shirt, exactly. Like a regular shirt. That's fine.
There was probably like a week of pressure from PETA and Nabisco's like, nobody's going to give a fuck. Who cares? Let's shut these people up.
Yeah, like why would anyone ever give a shit about that?
If you say that you're pro them being behind bars, then you're the asshole.
Right.
The cartoon animal on the box of crackers?
Yeah. The circus animals. You know, the circus that they dismantled. Oh, they can't be on the circus train car anymore because that's cruel.
We're broken as a people, Travis.
We're so broken.
I can't believe that's real.
It's so real. I also, when I first saw it, if I didn't see the AP logo right away, I would have absolutely thought it was a Clickhole or an Onion headline.
I hope that some Aldi's brands or something still have them in cages, because I only want animal crackers that have caged animals on the box.
Well, yeah,
I'm boycotting uncaged animal crackers.
We should start a Twitter account and a Facebook page and like constantly attack Nabisco over this.
Right. Yeah, I remember that boxcar logo, and I don't want animal crackers to have a different logo on it.
Yeah, and while you're at it, get rid of that stupid dog off of Cookie Crisp and bring back the fucking robber and the cop.
Are the robber and the cop gone?
Well, they've been gone for a decade.
Oh, that's bullshit.
It's a stupid dog now.
This is all Nabisco?
Yeah, I think
Cookie Crisp. Oh, fuck those people, Travis. We're coming for them. The full WFOD bump. Is aimed in their direction.
I can't even literally talk because I'm so upset about this story.
Drunk, we have to do something. We can't just forget about it next week like we do all things.
Or 5 minutes after the show's over.
This is a campaign we need to get behind. We need robber back.
Yep.
And we need the animals to be in cages. Liquid. Mm. Listen to me, Liquid. You always ignore me, and you send tweets saying things about me, not to me, which I think is weird. Liquid, you do a lot of weird things. But Liquid, you got to get behind this put the animals back in cages cause, goddammit. We need you.
Nostalgia, motherfucker. You know,
Liquid, you're our guy.
I think the Barnum's Animal Crackers, this goes beyond nostalgia. This is just a general travesty.
It's nonsense.
Hopefully you can
Travis, also that would be your wrestler name.
Travesty?
Yeah.
You know those old timey stores in the middle of states around no big cities that have the candy and whatnot, the fudge?
Yeah, fudge.
Hopefully that you can still find the caged animal crackers.
Oh my god! Why didn't I immediately think about this today and go to the grocery store? This is fucking eBay money to be made.
Travis, you got to go get all of the boxcar animal crackers before they're gone.
I know some stores that definitely probably still have these things on.
Old Hustlin' Hulse.
Hustlin' Hulse just found some more money making, baby.
Do you remember when Travis went and bought up all the Twinkies when they stopped selling Twinkies for 6 months?
You want me to go buy up all mine too and send them to you, Trev?
All your animal crackers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're going to pay for shipping.
Yeah, I'll pay for shipping.
That's Drunk, fine. You got a pick of the week.
You know, I ended up forgetting what it was, but so this for Drunk's pick of the week is early 2000s band Hinder.
Specifically Lips of an Angel.
Specifically Lips of an Angel.
That's the only song you can still listen to, because the guy will get... You don't want to benefit that lady, because she didn't write those songs.
Right.
You can only listen to Lips of an Angel, not like we'll get much complaint from you. It's the only one you want to listen to, right? Travis, pick of the week. Something you want
Travis's
the
pick
people to know about.
Of the week is something most people already know about, but the motion picture Christopher Robin.
You saw it?
I did. I took the family on Sunday, and it is a fucking delight. Feel good. Trying to, you know, I mean, Christopher Robin loses his way, gets sucked up in adulthood, loses his friends, loses his childhood, loses his sense of wonder and joy. And
hit a little close to home, Travis?
Yeah, it absolutely did.
So let me ask you this. So it seems eerily similar to the plot of, like, early 90s movie Hook. Are we in the same ballpark there?
Yeah.
Little hooky?
Maybe kind of.
Peter Pan gets old, then he has to find his way back to Never Never Land. And
it's just what the trailers show it to be. It's Christopher Robin leaves the 100-acre wood. He says, "I'll never forget you, friends. I love you so much." There's joy. There's a tea party, which has fucking made me so happy. They have a tea party. Christopher Robin leaves, experiences a bunch of tragedy, meets the love of his life, has a kid, and then gets sucked up in the adulthood of trying to make money and work to support his family. But along the way, loses the joy that he used to have and alienates his family because all he does is work. Somehow remembers Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh comes to find Christopher Robin because none of his other friends have reappeared yet. And then it's
Fucking Liquid is saying that the Canadian boxes already had a different design. Liquid, it's not about what affects you personally. It's about justice, Liquid. Travesty.
And Anchor says, Bangarang.
Rufio.
My pick of the week is I went and played Top Golf today. You heard of
Top
Golf?
Oh, did you now?
Top Golf is.
Did you actually go in it?
Fucking fun. You go in the little bays and you whack
balls.
Golf balls and you try to hit the little targets.
I'll tell you what, you can see it from like half a mile away. It looks like a goddamn stadium.
It's fucking fun. It's expensive.
That's a huge net they got.
Fun.
There. Is
got,
it?
You got a burger there. Burgers were great.
So they charge you by the hour or by the
bucket? Yeah,
or?
It's like $25 an hour. For a whole bay. So, I mean, if you bring six people and split $25, what the fuck's that?
Right.
Nothing. Got a burger. The burger was delicious. Got a burger with an egg on it.
Yeah, I like
those. Ooh, those are good.
It was good. So, if you have a Top Golf bite.
So, was it, like, over easy or over hard or over medium or...
The burger?
Oh, the egg, asshole.
Yeah, it was over easy. You bit into it and
yolk
just went everywhere.
If it's not oozing, there's no point for that egg to be on
there. Right.
Yeah.
No, some places do over hard, and it's a travesty.
That place should be boycotted.
I like the idea of the wrestler named Travesty. That's good. We should explore that.
Be in the next season of Glow.
Do some promos, Travis. We're going to get you a Breaking Benjamin song to walk out to.
So would you be a heel, or would you be a...
Oh, yeah. Travesty is a heel.
Big time.
He is no baby face. So, yeah, thanks, guys. We'll be back next week. We'll do it again. Good time tonight. Thanks to the chat people that played along with our game. We should do that again. That was fun.
It was a good game. I liked it very much.
Yeah. Guns out, fun's out. This takes an army to play. There's no other way. How long can I face the blame? Save me. I knew all along. Now there's no one. I know it's so
want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
For listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.